The IPPC also encourages contracting parties to cooperate on a regional basis and form what is called regional plant protection organizations, or RPPOs. Another way to look at it is that RPPOs are groups of NPPOs in the same region. The role of RPPOs is to promote the objectives of the IPPC and the adoption of sound phytosanitary policies. So the convention promotes intra-regional cooperation and inter-regional cooperation. There are several RPPOs, and to date there's actually 10, and between all of them they cover most of the areas of the world. And to make sure that there is no misunderstanding, the RPPOs are different from the FAO regions. There are 7 FAO regions and there's 10 RPPOs. RPPOs have a clear coordinating role at the regional level. They gather and they disseminate information, but their main function is to address issues at the regional level, so they have their own regional programs. For instance, they might develop their own regional standards called RSPMs to solve phytosanitary issues within their region. An example of this is RSPM 32, developed by NAPO, the North American Protection Organization, on pest risk assessment for plants for planting, which has since been converted into RSPM 11. Another example of RSPMs is RSPM 7, on the protection against the South American leaf blight of rubber in Asia and the Pacific region. They may also consider to propose new international standards or provide additional information from a regional perspective. Finally, RPPO might assist the IPPC in converting IPPC official documents into local languages. Now there are 10 RPPOs and I have listed them on the slide. I have also put further down on the same slide a link to take you to the IPPC website. They have this very nice little map that shows you exactly where all of the RPPOs are. Now what you need to know is that one country can be member of 2 different RPPOs and it is not compulsory for any country to belong to one.